When I first learned to meditate, I was under the impression that meditation was easy, that it was some kind of relaxation exercise that would leave my body feeling as refreshed as after a gentle nap on a summer afternoon. This was the first in a rather long string of illusions that I held about meditation. It was an illusion that ended with about as much grace as a sparrow flying into a plate glass window. At my first meditation class with Ellie, I had expected to sit comfortably while my mind drifted off to some magical and quiet place. I was excited about leaving my rather uncomfortable body behind for a bit, and I could feel a soft bounce in my step as I walked up the sidewalk to her yoga studio. Learning to meditate was going to be just what I needed to overcome the discomfort that was my life. After some brief introductions and a short overview on how to meditate, we sat in a circle around some candles in the center and began the practice. All went well for the first minute or two. It wasn't what I expected, of course. There were no bolts of lightning and the voice of God didn't come booming down from the clouds. Nevertheless, I was sitting quietly. Then I felt something very unexpected. My foot began to fall asleep. Not a problem, I thought. It will pass. No such luck. The pins and needles didn't stop. In fact, they got worse. They traveled up my legs until I cracked open my eyes to see if my feet had turned blue. Thankfully, they had not. But while my eyes were open, I took a glance around the room. Everyone looked like a stone statue of the Buddha, still, quiet, and anchored in peace. I closed my eyes again and felt the numbness begin to subside. Now I will get to the good stuff, I thought. But the numbness only gave way to aching hips, a sore back, and knees that felt as if there were shards of glass inside them. On top of all that, my head hurt from trying to ignore the agony of my body. I was just about to get up and walk out of the room when I heard Ellie's voice coaxing us out of meditation. After the meditation, each person had a chance to share. All of them seemed to have a positive experience. One woman even cried a bit because she had found such a peaceful state. I could understand wanting to cry too, but peace was the furthest thing from my mind. Even though I had shifted positions, I still felt as if someone had taken a razor strap to my low back. When it was my turn to share, I didn't know what to do. I had obviously done something wrong. Both my mind and my body were in complete hell. I decided to be honest rather than pretend. After all, I didn't plan on coming back, so I had no reason to lie. Well, first off, I don't know what you folks did to make your meditation so wonderful, but I hated it. My body has never felt worse, and my mind feels like an animal chasing its own tail. Either I did something really wrong, or you were all masochists. Ellie smiled and quietly let me finish my tirade before she responded, "Darren, meditation is not an easy practice, and sitting still is not easy for most of us. In the West, we're not encouraged to sit and go within for our answers. In fact, we are not encouraged to sit still at all. Our mind will resist this process, especially in the beginning stages of our practice. But if you are patient, you will work through many of these seemingly insurmountable obstacles." There was something about her calmness that reassured me. She also showed me some ways to sit that would be less challenging to my body. I decided to give it another shot and came back the following week. That was the start of a new relationship with my body and my mind. Sitting can be difficult at times, even after years of meditation, but in general, it has become much easier with regular practice.